Hello, and welcome to the Trustedpreneur Podcast. I'm David Ritchie, certified business coach, chief strategist for Trustedpreneur, master franchisee, accredited investor, and have over 20 years in corporate leadership roles.
And I am Madeline Ritchie, a former corporate executive, CEO at VNN Services, a global company that specializes in remote online and mobile real estate closings, master franchisee, certified investor, and international accredited transformative coach.
Madeline and I have been married for 23 years, business partners for 16 plus, and our podcast is where we go deep into entrepreneurship, innovation, and personal development with the goal of helping you live the Trustedpreneur way. Speaking of the Trustedpreneur way, with all of our businesses, our marriage, our investing, our family, our philanthropy, one of the questions, Madeline, we get asked all the time is how do we do it and how do we prioritize? What are some of the things that we prioritize to be able to be successfully doing this?
How do we do it? We do it with a lot of grace, giving ourselves a lot of grace. But more importantly, we prioritize, right? You would say that we prioritize everything we do and how important it is. Our family is the number one thing, as we know. And that's what we tell our people, right? Our the people that ask and are curious about our lifestyle. You know, it's not easy, but it's doable. And now that we're empty nesters, it's even easier.
Sometimes, right? You know, interesting though, right? Because a lot of our audience are aspiring entrepreneurs coming out of corporate. Maybe they're married, have a couple kids, and they're looking to take this journey. And really whether, and I'll look back at our story, right? Mm-hmm. Is when we started, yes, you stepped first into the entrepreneurial way, but I will tell everybody that, you know, just because the one is in business for themselves doesn't mean you as the partner, couple, husband or wife aren't in business with them. It's all in, right? So even though you were running the day-to-day as the CEO of BNN, I was behind the scenes. I was doing some back office things, right? And we had to work together to do that. Yet we also had to figure out how was I staying focused on my job, right? Our kids. And so one of the things that I'd like you to maybe spend a little bit of time talking about, how did we do that prioritization?
Oh, I mean, thinking back, you know, we didn't think very hard about it. We just went with it, right? So we prioritized by what was important to us. And we, you know, I have to say, you were an amazing provider for us as well. So, you know, that really took a lot of stress off of me. You know, I was the one working with a much more flexibility on our schedule. And that helped a lot. So how do we prioritize it from a standpoint of what?
So for example, I mean, when you're in business for yourself, mm-hmm. right? And especially in the business that we started, our clients were demanding. The hours were not 8 to 5. They weren't 10 to 7. They were 24/7.
Pretty much.
And so I remember one of the things that we talked about, and it was interesting because, and I'm going to get into a question in a little bit on this, but what was interesting is what I didn't see in you a couple years prior, right? You kept dabbling in different businesses, mm-hmm. and they weren't necessarily what I would have considered these go deep businesses, right?
No, they weren't.
And so, but I didn't get that you really truly were an entrepreneur at heart. I always thought you just wanted to do something on the side, do your side hustle. And then, you know, when we started BNN and you literally took the lead, our only goal back then was for you to replace a little bit of your income so that you could go find a job.
Yeah. And you know what? It's funny because I almost say that I sabotaged it. That process, right? Because when I got laid off in 2008 from corporate, right, without a choice, because that was the time when the crash happened And, you know, we did have, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I always wanted to have my own schedule. I always wanted to create something that was going to be significant for me. Right. And, but, you know, corporate, it was easy. It was, you know, a paycheck of six figures, right? 18 years in that business. And I learned everything I know through that business. Right. So it was kind of like, okay, what do I do now? I never look back. That was the time that I said, this is what I want to do. And you said, let's do it. And you always embrace every kind of crazy idea that comes your way from me. So that was good.
Let's fast forward a little bit, right? So we obviously had kids. We were, you know, in the hustle and bustle.
Yep.
But I will say the one thing, if I get to answer my own question, the most important thing we did, and I think this is important for our audience, whether they're aspiring or they're fully into it, as couples, we had to prioritize us,
yeah,
and our time and our balance of that. Now, the kids were important, and getting them to and from their things was always important, and understanding that you know, one or both of us needed to be present. Mm-hmm. But even more importantly, we never gave up our date night.
No. We were a priority, number one priority. Our kids were second. And it wasn't that it was a competition either way. It was just that we didn't want to fall into the trap that most people do, which is they prioritize their kids so much in their activities that they forget about them. They forget about what made them love each other or like each other, right? And so, yeah, we did that very well. And we still do, 23 years later.
That's right, we do. So, again, kind of moving a little forward, there was this time in our opportunities, right, that suddenly I was getting laid off.
Yes.
And, you know, this was, you know, the mainstay at the time of our income. And I think, can honestly say that we were a little bit scared, but yet, or I was.
Yeah, you were.
I was. Because you had always said, you need to come and work with me. You need to come and work with me. And I'm like, no, let's not do that. And then I started really thinking about it. And I think I sabotaged every job interview that I had after that, which I don't always recommend, but it is a great way to get pushed off the ledge. But when we started then working truly together, we ran into this challenge. And it's like, we're both A personality types in mm-hmm. business. You knew what you wanted to do, but you wanted me to kind of be more engaged and run the day-to-day mm-hmm. because at this point, guess what you were thinking about doing?
Opening another business.
Opening up another business, right? And so that was a big thing. And I just remember this discussion that you and I had, and I said, you either let me do what I do or you do it, but we can't both do it, right? And so we're tripping this over. And so I did some research and I really started realizing what our roles were, right? And initially, it took me a little bit of humbling to realize that you truly were the visionary and I was truly the integrator. And for someone like me that held pretty good level roles and had at one point almost 300-400 people working for me, right? I report to you. But that's something that people have to understand is that integrators report to the visionary unless the visionary is actually the one doing the work that the integrator is accountable for.
Right.
And that still to this day, guys, is a little bit challenging. But then I would like to tell everybody, we didn't have the access to this book at the time, but and we both read it, and mm-hmm. it was funny.
It was dead on.
We read Rocket Fuel, Gino Wickman, and during the whole book, we kept going, "Yep, that's her. That's me. That's you. That's me." Right? Tell the audience how understanding roles change the dynamic and the trajectory of our businesses and our life.
For sure. And it's funny because when I read that book and the one part that says, you know, when the visionary comes in and starts spicing things up.
Yeah.
And
that's the word for getting in my way.
Yeah. When I just go ahead and start giving direction and you've given other direction and just chaos comes about out of all that. It's kind of funny because I said, oh my gosh, that's me on that book, you know?
Yeah, I know. I was there.
But anyways, your question was?
How did that help us?
Oh, that the being not able only to our stay business, on your lane.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for using your words, not mine. Yeah. But how did that transcend not only our businesses? Because
yeah.
really, when we got there,
yeah.
good things happened.
Absolutely.
But also relationally, good things were happening as well.
Well, okay. So first and foremost, I had to put my ego aside, okay? And understand that this is our future and that my zone of genius wasn't in the integration piece, although I can integrate just about anything. However, you were better, right? That was your zone of genius. And you could take a step back and over, you know, take a look at anything and just give me a good guidance, which is, it's been incredible for me, for my growth. Right. Be able to, you do your, what you're supposed to do. You're the face of the business. You know, if we have a high level client that we need to talk to, or you bring them on board, then, you know, whatever is it that we need to do. And then let me take care of the rest. And that was very freeing for me. Being able to stay in my lane, that has really enhanced our communication style and levels of communication much better. I'm able to freely tell you, hey, that's not going to work, or this might look different than you're thinking. And we discuss things now. And neither one of our ideas or perspectives are taking in any way, shape, or form other than perspectives, right? And then we can either combine those perspectives or use the one that fits them all the best, right? So that has helped us in our relationship dramatically because we spend 24 hours together, right? But staying in your lane and not having to share that piece, you know, not share the same exact thing, it helps us, you know, just to get through everything.
So I totally agree. And I think that what you're really discussing is communication.
Yeah.
And how,
number one,
how communication really got defined from a business perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then there wasn't this crossover, right? Yeah. So what it did for me is it said as well, I mean, it said it gave you confidence, gave me confidence. This is my role. Mm-hmm. This is what I do. And I think the other thing we did really well is we created moments during the week that were business.
Right.
Like, and this is, hey, we may be sitting at our home at this point, but we can talk business up until this time.
And boundaries,
then, and,
yes.
And we really created those. So if you were working with a client, right, mm-hmm. that was struggling with this, how would you help them set those boundaries of communication?
Well, that's a good question. So I do have actually a framework for boundaries for my clients in which I do go into, okay, let's take a look at both roles or whomever, you know, whatever. Or if there is not even, doesn't have to be a role with anybody in particular, boundaries, period. I mean, I believe that you must have boundaries on everything you do. Everything you do. So just go through the process of, you know, like I had it recently, a client that I was talking to and, you know, I was coaching and one of the things that came up is lack of boundaries. So lack of boundaries create chaos. Totally. Create chaos. So we must have boundaries. So we do a really good job setting those out, right? Times that we can speak. The one thing that I had a really bad habit of, it was coming up to you when we're about to go to bed and saying, hey, I was thinking, and you would say, oh, please, not right now. But I really never thought, I took it as a joke, whatever, I still will tell you. But then we really sat back and said, let's just take us, for example, you would say, okay, can we talk about when you have ideas that we really set some time aside and talk about those when I am, I am in a fresh mindset, right? Or whatever. And that is the boundary that we have set really, you know, and I do that with my clients too, that they say, well, I can't seem to have my husband or whatever, or my friend tells me X at this time or texting me in the middle of me doing whatever kind of work that is important, you know, and we set some boundaries and we talk about it. But for you and me, it was more about the times we dedicated. You made me put times on the calendar that would work for both of us and, you know, and always kept it there just in case, even if I didn't have anything, that time was blocked because in case that something came to mind, I can comfortably go up to you and say, hey.
Yeah, I think that was really important, Madeline. And I think the reason why, and I think there's difference, you know, and this is the integrator in me coming out a little bit, is that structure allows for people to be actually freer. Yeah. Right. So like when we do our quarterly planning or we do it like at the end of third quarter last year, we did, you know, we literally scheduled time to do our 2024 planning.
Yeah.
Now, even in fourth quarter, some of that was moving, but I think it gives parameters to allow people to really understand, and whether it's a couple or a business partner or even employees. Right? Mm-hmm. This is when we're going to do this because I'm not necessarily ready or you're not necessarily ready. Mm-hmm. Challenge with a visionary is you're always ready to drop an idea.
Yeah.
The challenge for the people listening to the idea is they have to be ready.
Right.
But I think that brings up a really interesting thing. So we started growing together, mm-hmm. right, in our business.
Yeah.
And now we started dreaming big and dreaming together.
Yes.
Right. And crafting our shared narrative, which is partially why we wanted to put this podcast together.
Yeah.
Is to share that concept of how we dream together. Can you maybe think for that aspiring entrepreneur that maybe they're married and they have a, and their significant other is, you know, not to go into another episode that we will, but they may be more in that fixed mindset. And that's a big challenge, right? Or the limiting belief that, you know, that's just not what we've ever done. We shouldn't do that, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and we were there. But now we've gotten to this point of, man, you put it in front of us together. And like people are like, uh-oh, something big's happening.
Yeah. Well, recently, I'll give you an example of that. We, on a Friday night, which we love hanging out by ourselves, you know, having a glass of wine, getting a whiteboard. Most people want to go out, have dinner and party. We want to sit in front of a whiteboard and map out our 5-year plan. Mm-hmm. And that really got us really excited of all the possibilities from a mindset standpoint, right? All the possibilities that we could literally go into. And we walked away from that meeting. I don't know if it was the wine or or if it was the ideas, how we walked away with such an incredible confidence that we were going to take on the world and we were going to retire in 5 years, live five years in Italy and 5 years in the States. And that was the lifestyle that we mapped out that Friday night.
Well, I think both producer Mike and I would be happy to live in Italy for 5 years, but I think we said 6 months.
6 months, sorry. And 6 months. Did I say 5 years? Well, 5 years. You know what I meant. I was in the 5-year plan.
That's right. Good thing one of us was listening in that conversation, right? But I think the other thing I'd like to, and I want to kind of wrap with this, transitioning to entrepreneurship is hard.
Yes, it is.
And Done well is hard, yeah. And I think that, you know, when you're a couple like we were and are, it comes down to those things, right? So, you know, understanding your role, understanding. And here's the thing. It's not always like for us where one's a visionary and one's an integrator. Right. You can have two integrators.
Yeah.
Or you can have an integrator and just a person that's I just want to do the
or
work.
Or two visionaries.
That's hard.
Yes.
They better go get an integrator.
Yes,
and
for
I'm,
sure.
And I'm available. But I think that understanding what you can do, what your skill sets are, what role you want to play in that business. Mm-hmm. And I think that was where it was really interesting. When we launched our second business, I didn't really want to be in that business.
Yeah.
Meaning I had no problem owning it, but right, I didn't want to work it.
Right.
And that's not, it wasn't an area. And so I think that understanding even sometimes, like in some businesses, you may play one role, but if you have multiple businesses, you may have a little different setup in the other role in that other business. So understanding roles by business is equally as important. And then I think the other thing that was really important is really understanding how we balanced our time between business and personal and how then the boundaries that you created for you and I created for me, and then we created for us.
Right.
And the great thing is as I always tell you, is that because we do it together, and we are so in sync all the time. Even when we're arguing, we're in sync.
Yeah.
About a strategy or something. And I shouldn't say arguing, I should say debating, right? But we're in sync because we have a common goal. And I think that one of our strengths is that we do sit down and we do actually plan and we do actually put numbers to where we want that to be. And so you can easily see if we are on target or if we're not, and then say, you know what, we need to double down for the next 30 days to really do something.
Right.
You know, and even this process of building out a podcast. I mean, this actually was in our plan, but not to happen until like late second, early third quarter. And we're recording in first quarter because we were both locked in. And we were both committed to the outcome. And
even if it's not perfect.
Even if it's not perfect, right? I think that's also another thing. And I think we learned that the hard way too, right? Is that perfection kills.
It kills all dreams.
It kills everything, right?
You never get started because you're looking for that perfect moment.
But in your area of expertise, striving for perfection is everything. Accepting less than is just as.
It's been a challenge for me because I have that personality that everything has to be perfect. But I've learned, and you've taught me this, and for that I am so excited. The 80-20 rule.
Yeah.
If you can do well, you can hire somebody that does 80% of your stuff.
As good as you.
As good as you.
Yeah.
You can live with the rest.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, it's taken a lot of learning and a lot of growth in that aspect because I always think I can do it better than most, even if it's not true. But I'm telling myself that and I'm sticking with it.
So, before we wrap, or as we wrap, is there any one or two things you'd like to tell our audience about us or our journey?
Well, if you want to stay married for a long time, stay in your lane. That's for sure. Stay in your lane, and communication it's probably the key factor here, regardless of, you know, how uncomfortable it might sound. And there's the four, you know, nonviolent communication that I would definitely recommend to somebody when they are having a conversation, either with a spouse, a friend, or whatever that means. Observation, right? Make sure that when you're observing something, you're going to have a conversation, make sure that you have it that is non-emotional, only facts, right? How do you feel about that situation, the need and the request? Those are the four things that when you put it together and you have a conversation with your spouse or whomever, you would want to go through that process to make it a little bit better, because I know communication can be a challenge because, you know, I know it can be. Can you
Yeah, I can.
Would you agree?
Sounds good. So I would agree with everything you said, except for guys, if it's your spouse, staying in your lane says and works in the business. At the personal, at home,
no.
It's her lane is amazingly wide. But anyway, I leave you with that. But if you want to learn more about Trustedpreneurs, us, and how we can help you launch, grow, or scale your businesses, reach out to trustedpreneurs.com, fill in the contact page, and we will get back to you just as quickly as we possibly can. And we want to thank you for listening and watching today. And with that, have a great day.